Hello and welcome to another new Pixel Recess. Good morning to you and your ears. On today's show, we have Jeremy Fuchsia. You might better know Jeremy as the co-host of the international radio podcast The Shakes, which is about alcoholism and addiction to design. So you'll be soothed while listening to Jeremy talk because he has a silky, smooth voice. Today's show is brought to you by Everyone's Getting a Cold. And what else did I forget in the hotel? But enough of me talking. Let's jump right into the interview.
I like to talk news. It's just it's the way I do my interviews.
Well, I mean, that's right. It's whatever makes you feel comfortable. You've got to get in the zone, and if the zone means a little dangling
participles,
stuff, then yeah.
I'm just glad there's no smell-o-vision right now. That's all.
Oh,
that's
man.
All, but yeah. How exactly does one pronounce your name? Is it Jeremy Fuchsia? Because that's the way I imagine.
Sure. No, it's Fuchsia, as in Fooky Crisp. Now you know Fuchsia would be a common guess. One time I had a client write a check and spelled it Fucksa. That was a good day at the bank. But no, Fuchsia.
Fuchsia. Why did you come up with that name?
Well, see, the crazy thing about that is I have a fondness of my Czech heritage, and the Czechs, they kind of came up with it for me. There is an alternate spelling, by the way, where you can take the KS out and put an X in.
Oh.
And it's pronounced the same. Looks a little more obscene, actually.
What crimes sent you to Kansas City?
Well, I was running away from a woman, and really there was no other alternative. I had to leave the state of Oklahoma and start anew. And I'm not even going to put out there maybe that Fuchsia is not my real name. Who knows?
So is it Missouri or Missouri?
Missouri. Never Missouri.
If you had to get into a fist fight with another podcaster, where the winner takes over the loser's show, who would you fight?
I would fight John Gruber in a steel cage match, no question.
And who do you think would win?
You know, probably Gruber, because he's from Philly. Philly folk are scrappy. He probably has a sock full of D batteries hidden somewhere that he's just going to brain me with. So, bad choice. Bad choice on Gruber.
I mean, you're aiming high, which is good. You don't want to, you don't want to undershoot. You want to inherit at least an equally good show, if not better. So, I commend you on your balls.
Yeah, balls. Well, you got to make it count. You have to make it count.
I thought you were going to say you were going to go right for your boss. Well, not your boss, but your podcasting boss. That you would just go for Mike for the win.
I've stood next to him. He would be too easy. I'm at least a foot taller than him, and I'd say I probably got a good hundy on him.
Also a Philly guy though.
Yeah.
He is a Philly guy.
He might have a razor in his shoe.
That's right. He puts a razor in an apple and says trick or treat.
Yeah, he does.
You see how it goes. So have you ever met a kangaroo?
I have, actually. I have at the Kansas City Zoo. They roam free.
Sounds frightening.
It is frightening. And actually, it came up to me in the mist. It was a misty day, and I was walking through the kangaroo compound, and the kangaroo came up to me. So yeah, it was a little frightening. I'm not going to lie.
Do they call it the kangaroo compound?
Probably not, but it might as well be a kangaroo compound.
Sounds like you went to jail somewhere where there are kangaroos.
It's like a prison exercise yard. The kangaroos are out there. They've got their weights that they lift. And this one came at me out of the mist and said, "Come at me, bro." And I peed myself a little.
Did you know that the males can actually give birth? I believe. No. I think I made that up. I'm also fairly certain that I've drank a couple glasses of wine, and I'm probably mixing up a lot of facts that I don't know.
Yeah, I think the answer to that one is Steely Dan.
Have you been in their pouch before? Have you been in a kangaroo pouch?
They're rather roomy.
They're very roomy.
So soft.
I jousted in there. Jousted with a seal.
That would have been great.
It was pretty great.
Did the seal have D batteries?
No. He wasn't a Philly seal. So what's your favorite flavor of snow?
Oh, jalapeno.
I accept.
Is that right?
I would accept vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
I would accept boysenberry.
Ooh.
I would not accept pineapple. Pineapple would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I also would accept cheddar, but not American cheese.
I like a good cheddar snow.
If you had to recreate the TV show The Odd Couple using typefaces, which typefaces would you use?
If you had any idea how many times I'm asked that question.
I know.
You know, Jack Klugman feels like a really good... like a really good hobo. So let's say hobo versus engravers.
Banker, very traditional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see where I'm going with that.
Oh, I see exactly where you're going. It's good. So are you responsive or adaptive or fluid?
You know, I'm responsive. I'm a little bit adaptive, but mostly just linear.
After three kids, I'm fixed.
Wise. You know, I really should probably do that myself, but I just don't want to get into the code.
So you do a podcast about Parkinson's disease. Do you have any suggestions for Michael J. Fox on how to do a podcast?
Oh, just keep on keeping on, brother. You know, I mean, really, he's the inspiration for the whole show. And really, the thing is we don't get a lot of European audiences because they don't identify well. They're looking for more of like the Quavers. That as long as his show doesn't get canceled, that could mean some good things for us. I feel like this year is our year. We're gonna ride on his shaky little coattails.
It's noble. It's a very high honor. I assume that you do proceeds go to the Michael J. Shakes Foundation.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we cut a check every month, and so far I think we've given about $3.74.
Do you believe in GRID?
Do I believe in GRID? I think the better question is, does GRID believe in you?
It's a personal choice.
But I do. I do. I'm a GRID devotee.
You've accepted GRID as your personal.
I have accepted GRID. Yeah. Yes, as my personal method, and none shall pass.
Yeah, the teachings of Joseph Mueller Brockman are really strong and. That runs,
you know, he got all of that. He looked into a hat, and what he saw inside of there was the beginnings of the GRID. And in the beginning, there was the GRID, and the GRID is all of us, really. I mean, if you look at it in any given way,
what actress would play you in a movie?
You know what? I think she has done some acting work. I'm looking to the singers that like to cross over and put their toe in the acting waters, and I'm going to say Lisa Loeb.
Oh, Mariah Carey is what I was going to guess. But Lisa Loeb, that's a good one. She's got nice glasses. What is the thing that you would want from a vending machine that you can't get currently?
Duct tape.
No hammers.
Airplane bottles of bourbon. Some disposable razors. Cheetos. Flamin' Hot variety. A box set of Wes Anderson movies would be nice.
Duct tape will survive.
Duct tape is the cockroach of materials.
Your least favorite typeface that other people like?
League Gothic. That came around. That was really popular, or at least for a while there, a couple of years ago. And it was just too condensed for me.
What about Universe? Do you like Universe?
It says to me early 90s.
It has a lot of weights. It just has a lot of weights. Universe is the Oprah of typefaces.
You know, you're getting a typeface, and you're getting a typeface, and you're getting a typeface. Man, I tried too hard on that one. I'm sorry.
No, it was okay. There's no Tom Cruise involved.
Okay.
Do you trust pickles?
I do.
I don't trust them.
Okay.
It's a cucumber disguise.
Which is fine for me.
So beer or wine?
I would love to say wine. I'm going to say beer.
Bourbon or scotch?
Bourbon.
Brisket or ribs?
These days I'll say brisket.
The only thing I want to leave you with is mustard?
Yes. Dark, grainy seeds.
That was it. That was Dum Tum Time. Yeah,
that was fun.
All right. And there you have it. A special thanks to Jeremy for putting up with my unprofessional internet connection. Because the little asshole likes to drop and make everyone sound like a robot and make having a conversation very difficult. So thank you to Jeremy for putting up with my mustard. As always, you can find this show on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com, on Twitter at Pixel Recess, or on Facebook if you're a 45-year-old mom. And beg, please go to iTunes, search Pixel Recess, and rate and review the show, because it's an exercise in creativity, which I fully support. I try to practice in every endeavor that I do, and I'm challenging you to do the same. And new listeners, please listen to old episodes. You can do that either on the web or on iTunes, and learn absolutely nothing about anyone or anything. One of these days, I might compile a best of show, or maybe someone else should do it for me. I sometimes forget I am a co-founder and CCO of a company. I know, right? It's pretty strange that I am a professional, quote-unquote. And when I say quote-unquote, I mean correct air quotes. We've been doing it wrong. It's not the inch sign. We need to curly quote our finger quotes, by the way. That is a thing that we all need to respect. So tune in next week, where my guest will be Bradley Frost. Till then, have a wonderful week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.